Hello, everyone. My name is Julie Moon. I'm Senior Research Analyst at Finovate. We are here at Finovate Spring 2026 in San Diego. And today I'm joined by Deepa Chatterjee, who's SVP of Business Development and Go-to-Market Small Business Banking at U.S. Bank. Deepa, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Well, yeah. So you spend a lot of time thinking about partnerships in your role. What has fundamentally changed about how banks evaluate and manage fintech partners today?
So banks and fintechs have a great symbiotic relationship. From our perspective, we appreciate working with fintechs. They bring us innovative solutions. They're very customer-centric, customer-friendly UI, really have something of value to sort of an individual niche segment. From our perspective, we offer scale and distribution and sort of regulatory trust for the fintechs. And so I will say that that relationship and those value propositions have remained the same over the years. Mm-hmm. What has changed is I would, you know, if I think back for, you know, 5-10 years ago, the way that we worked with fintechs was primarily thinking of potentially acquiring them after you met a fintech and had worked successfully with them. Now I think the markets have changed, and so we are far more likely to work and partner with fintechs in a much deeper way, sort of ownership is not necessarily on the table.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, so there are more options now. I like that.
Yeah.
Perfect. So a lot of times we think about serving the small business segment as simply providing lending opportunities. But where are banks still falling short compared to players like Mercury when it comes to the broader small business experience?
You know, I can see how lending is something that a small business would come to a bank for. At U.S. Bank, we offer quite a few options for credit. There are loans for small businesses. There are credit cards available for small businesses. So we can meet the needs of we can meet the credit needs of a small business. However, from a product standpoint, I think we actually have quite a deep product bench for a customer. Let me tell you about them. So when businesses think of banks, they're going to think about checking accounts. And that's right. We have checking accounts, savings accounts, all of those types of accounts that give a business that fulfill their operating account needs. On top of that, though, we also offer a lot of treasury management. So we enable small businesses, medium-sized businesses to move money in many different ways that are compliant and fulfill their needs as a business. Being a bank, though, and having several different product lines, we not only have sort of lending and what we'll call deposits and treasury management, U.S. Bank also owns Elavon. And so with Elavon, we can offer merchant acquiring. And so any payments that a small business wants to make, we can offer that as well. And then I will say that more recently, over the past few years, we've really tried to round out what we offer small businesses. Your question about sort of, you know, where do we fall short? We've really tried to round out our offerings and been able to offer things like payroll, a very robust bill pay service, spend management capabilities on top of the credit cards. Mm-hmm. So we've really tried to complement what sort of basic banking is for small businesses with more digital capabilities that provide ease of financial operations for the small business owner.
Yeah, they have a lot of unique needs for sure, and it's good to hear that traditional banks can still be that all-in-one platform, even though maybe they're not, you know, the fintechs that we think about today.
That's right.
So as financial services become more embedded, you know, everybody's talking about embedded finance, and even as consumers begin to turn to their preferred LLM to access financial services or financial advice, or, you know, a link for a loan, for example, how is that changing how a bank like U.S. Bank is thinking about distribution to those end customers?
Yeah, you know, the way that we approach product development and we think about offerings for customers we try to stay very close to what their needs are. And so we have, you know, a number of different ways that we listen to what customer needs are. And what, for example, some of our survey data tells us is small businesses are, that small business owner is very time strapped. I think we can all understand.
Yeah.
and feel their pain. But, you know, they tell us 86% of them, tell us that they are stressed. Because of either their workload or the time it takes to do things. A good 63% of them tell us that they have, they're having to navigate a number of different tools to do, sort of to run their business, and that's frustrating for them, and it takes time away from actually doing the thing that they started the business to do, right?
It's
to
sort of
wherever their passion lies. And so if I think about a small business, what that small business owner is they're kind of the treasurer and the CFO and the payroll administrator all rolled into one. And so as we think about their embedded finance, our goal is just to make things easier for them, especially in terms of their financial operations. So from your U.S. Bank sort of online dashboard, as a U.S. Bank customer, as a small business owner, you can now do things like not only check your account balances and sort of see your transaction history, but that is where you can access bill pay, a very robust bill pay solution, which we partnered with Fiserv and Melio to bring to market. You can access payroll solution, which we partnered with Gusto to bring to market. You can access very robust spend management for your cards. And so we try to put all of that into one place to make it seamless for small business owners.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that variety of services there. So, you know, you talk about the variety. Where is it hardest for U.S. Bank to deliver those? Like, what aspect is hardest, makes it most difficult?
So, you know, we are a large company. So I think you can understand that as a large company, probably the thing that slows me down the most is just in terms of trying to bring things to market across, you know, sort of a number of different people and business units. I will say, though, that when it comes time to innovate, it's quite easy to align with your fellow, people across the bank. Prioritization and getting things on a roadmap and getting them delivered quickly can be, the bank takes its time with making sure that we are sound from a regulatory perspective and from a data and privacy and trust perspective. But I'll give you an example. We have been piloting some AI solutions for our bankers, and I've been remarkably sort of pleased with how quickly our development, our data, and our risk and compliance teams have worked to actually try to bring that to market. So I think where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. Kind of de-silo the silo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, we have time for one last question here, and I want to look ahead to 2027. What capabilities in small business banking will separate the leaders from everyone else?
You know, I think small businesses, in some ways, can operate like and feel very much like consumers, the way that they consume products. And so I think that much like consumers do, small businesses are going to start to expect customization and products and services that sort of immediately fit their need, whether they are, you know, on the very small end of a small business or sort of a larger, more nuanced organization. I'll give you an example of how we've done this.
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加 VCN202101130。
A couple of years ago, from a lending perspective, if a small business came to U.S. Bank and was looking for a loan, we treated all customers the same in terms of underwriting. And a while ago, we turned around and looked at that and said, it's not a great customer experience, and it's also very time-consuming on our end, because from an underwriting perspective, all applications were the same. And so we have done some innovation on our end to be able to streamline our approach to underwriting. And so if you are a relatively less risky customer, you go through in a much more streamlined and simple way. And if you are a customer who needs more handholding and more diligence, we have the tools and the people there who can support that as well. And so in differentiating how we approach something like underwriting, we are able to come to market with much better lending products for our customers. And I think that's the sort of capability that's going to differentiate companies going forward.
Yeah, that's a great example of kind of how personalization can really change the game, especially when it comes to onboarding for lending.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Deepa, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for tuning in.